This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey everybody, welcome back to our podcast experience. As I mentioned before, I'm trying something new here for some of our podcasts. We're going to keep a lot of it the same with keynotes and meetings and business advice, mentoring. But I've been doing a lot more writing lately and I've been enjoying it a lot. And the feedback from the platforms of LinkedIn, Medium, and Facebook have been unbelievably positive. So I thought, you know, for the busy mom, dad, brother, sister, entrepreneur, exercise guru that doesn't have time to sit down and read for 4, 5, 6 minutes, that I'd convert them into a podcast for you as well. And so we're doing that now. And let me know what you think. Connect at brianrashid.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'll jump into today's rendition of a current writing. Your life purpose is killing you, and society's pressure is the weapon behind the murder. His best friend from college killed himself. I was about to walk into a meeting when someone very important to me sent a text. One of my best friends just passed away, and I'm at a loss for words. It was a pill overdose, 20-something years old. He's dead. Sucks. Over the last several years, I've received a number of messages, phone calls, and one-on-one conversations where people told me that they were going to kill themselves, and for whatever reason, my content helped them pull through. So if you've ever questioned why I put out so much content out there, that's why. Because it's, I literally can't explain to you what I feel when someone says to me, you helped me with my life, that feels great. You helped me with my business, that feels great. But it's a whole other level when someone says to you, I was going to end it all, and something that I read or something that I watched from a video or an article of yours helped me pull through. So that's why I put out a lot of content, and that's why I continue to be just insanely committed to massively scaling my brand across several platforms, so that I don't know where you are, I don't know what you need right now, but I hope that I can help you with it. So anyway, back to the story. I was eating mofongo the other day. Mofongo, by the way, if you don't know what mofongo is, because you're not Dominican, it's a delicious dish of plantains kind of mashed up with some garlic and usually shrimp or pork and then a garlic sauce gravy on top. It's delicious. Anyway, I was eating mofongo the other day with someone trying to find her next thing. She asked me what I would tell younger Brian, knowing what I know now. And since I get this question a lot, and after the suicide text, I thought this would be a good time to share my thoughts. And I mostly, my goal with this audio is that I mostly want one of you to hear this and then give yourself a break. And what I mean by a break is a break from the pressure, from the stress, from the anxiety, from the depression, a lot of which are coming from some of these reasons that maybe one, maybe five, maybe all of them that I'm going to lay out here for you that I'm hoping will be really helpful. Number one, you have no life purpose. This entire industry was invented by some BS self-help scam artist trying to help you be trying to help influence you to buy their course or buy their books. It's an external stress that you didn't ask for. If you think about the self-help industry, you know, there's a lot of people that literally need you to not be good with yourself to stay in business. And so, you know, that maybe you think it's a pessimistic view. I've just seen too many self-help coaches that are doing it for the wrong reason. They want the money and they will basically find problems in you. So you keep coming back to them for their courses and their consulting just to keep you on the payroll. And I just have no tolerance for it. So a lot of it has to do with this whole idea of life purpose. So you'll do many, many, many things in life, and some of them will be very, very meaningful, and others will be not meaningful at all, and that's okay, because there is no one big thing. You don't have to go find it. Not when you're 22, not when you're 50, not when you're 80, not now, not ever. Just do this. Make today a good day. Make today a great day. If you desperately need a life purpose, here's your life purpose. Just make today a good day. Because what happens is good day after good day after good day really adds up. And that's what I want for you. Number two, you have a lot more time than you think. So many people are rushing success. And I do this too. Like, I'm not judging anyone by my writing ever. I'm just basically telling you what I see and what's happening to me. I move fast. I think fast. I take fast action. I work very hard. I want to see results. And I want to find a big moment that will change my life and my career. But let me tell you something. For 6 years now, I've been busting my butt for 60, 70, 80, sometimes 90, 100 hours a week. And every time I think there's a big moment, there's no big moment. It's an accumulation of lots of hard work, many good people around me, and a little bit of luck. But I can promise you this, at age 35, which is what I am today, April 2018, I have more energy than when I was 18. And when I was 18, I had a ton of energy. So we all have time. Stop putting arbitrary numbers on your success. I want to be a millionaire by 40. I want to have five kids by 32. These are just numbers that we've literally made up from the sky, and they're putting immense amounts of pressure on us to try to satisfy that number that we gave ourselves, and that is stressing us out. Number three, your parents are either scared, jealous, or love you more than you can comprehend. If you're lucky, it's the third one. If you're not so lucky, it's the first or the second. In any event, your parents are probably a huge reason that you are not trying to do more of what you love or stuck in something that you hate. I love my parents with everything that I have, my entire being, but we have very different views on the world. And if I listen to their life advice all the time, or if I listen to their life advice half the time, I never would risk what I've risked. I never would have built what I've built. And I think that they actually love me more than I can comprehend. I think I'm in the third bucket, but it still requires a lot of courage and discipline to literally block out their preferences and create my own path. It gets easier and easier with age, but when I was first getting started, that was a really hard thing for me. I didn't want to let them down. And I think that's something that people feel a lot. The scared and jealous parent will basically just belittle your dreams, tell you that you can't do it, tell you that whatever, because they wish that they could have done it for themselves. They wish that they had it. They wish they didn't. They would have gone for it and they didn't. They regret it. So become tunnel visioned and not listening to your parents. And when you do that, by the way, and this is something that I've recently really tried to resolve, that doesn't mean you don't love your parents. That doesn't mean you don't appreciate your parents. I love and appreciate my parents, but I don't need to listen to their advice around my business and my life. They're two separate things, and that's a really big transition for me, and I hope it helps you. Number four or five, whatever number we're at, your friends are lying to you and the public at large. Everyone's lying to you. Luxury cars, seven-figure businesses, digital nomad lifestyles, micro-influencers, Instagram influencers, they're broke, and in some cases, they're in debt. So the second, and I mean the second, that you start to compare yourselves to your friends, you're done, you're finished. You want different things than your friends. And let me tell you a secret, nothing is as it seems in the social media world, nothing. Stay in your comfort zone, stay in your zone. Your friends are lying about their lives and their lies are affecting you. Spiral spin that can be and should be avoided. Everyone has shit, everyone has skeletons, everyone's massive flaws, everyone. Your worst case scenario is almost never going to happen. Write it down. Literally write down the worst thing that you think could happen in your life right now that's preventing you from doing that thing that you love. Mine, my parents will die. Mine, my parents will, I will run out of money. In both cases, it's not happening. My parents have had over 12,000 days on this earth with me, and I'm hoping they have 12,000 more days on this earth with me, and I feel like there's a pretty good chance that will happen. I will not run out of money. My business is going well. I'm a good entrepreneur. I have great people around me. I have a clear vision. I'm not going to run out of money. And if I ran out of money, I would rent an apartment with a bunch of people. I would cook my own meals and I'd build the company right back up in the same way that I've done it in the last 6 years. So again, not that scary of a situation. Write down your worst case scenario. People remember your success way more than they remember your failures. This is a really big one. Michael Jordan, best basketball player of all time. Left basketball, went to play baseball, didn't go well, came back, played basketball, played for a different team, didn't go well, but he's still remembered as the best basketball player of all time, because people remember what you did well way more than what you sucked at. So don't be scared to fail. Someone out there loves and believes in you, find them, spend more time with them. Negative people are the fastest way to lose, the fastest way to not try something, the fastest way to feel bad about yourself, the fastest way to everything that is bad in life. Find negative people around you and you'll find all the things that are bad in life. On the other hand, if you find good people around you, all the good things will come to you in life. Drugs will ruin your life. This is such a true thing. One of my closest friends from high school was living under a bridge, hardcore drug addict, living with her boyfriend under a bridge. She disappeared. Her family was devastated. I saw the whole thing up close and personal. Drugs will ruin your life. I've seen it over and over and over again, and it breaks my heart because good people lose everything because of an addiction, everything. And I'm compassionate to this. I recognize that there are a lot of factors, but ultimately you do decide. I'm going to close this out with exactly what I wrote. When I was eating lunch the other day, I asked my friend what the title of her book would be, and she said Despertar, which means wake up, and I asked her why. She told me that most people wait until something really bad happens before they wake up, a death, a cancer, a tragedy, and she didn't want to wait for death to wake up. I have no idea how my friend's friend felt before he ended his life. I have no idea if this will help you. Whoever you are listening at this moment, I don't have the answers. I talk and write about what I see. I talk and write about what works for me, and that's all I can do. I feel so lucky to feel so alive every day, and these principles help me. So I wanted to share them with you, hoping that you will share them with someone that might need to hear this message today, because maybe, just maybe, we are all one share away from saving a life. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.